Hello, this is Dee with the Vermilion County News for April 24th, 2017. We'll begin today's reading with the article entitled Courage and Confidence: Women Investors Still Hooked on the Hobby by Mary Wyckoff out of Danville. A savvy group of women is researching stocks, playing the market, and learning about investments, a significant accomplishment considering most don't know anything about finances when they joined Money Minders. During the past 20 years, the women in the investment group have watched their money come and go, always holding tight when the going got bumpy. Even when they're making money, however, they're not in this to get rich. Along the way, the seven women, ranging in age from 68 to 88, have formed friendships, gained confidence, and broadened their worlds. As a woman, it has given me the confidence to go and buy stock myself, said Catherine Kitty Kors, co-financial partner. She's even started a stock fund for her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I thoroughly enjoy the camaraderie, breaking bread together, said Mary Chambers, event planner for the group. These are people I enjoy. It's fun to watch the money grow, Barbara Bailey, co-senior partner, said. We have a good time and look forward to our meetings. Money Minders is celebrating its 20th anniversary this summer, having started with 23 investors with stock in one company. Now the group has dwindled to seven members, but they own 12 diversified stocks. On Monday, Susan Tempasas, president of the Heart of Illinois chapter of the National Association of Investors Corp, will present a certificate to the women-only group, recognizing its longevity. In fact, there once were several investment groups in Danville, but Money Minders is the only one left, Chamber said, adding, "We persevered. We continue in the ups times and the downs times." How it started. In 1997, a few members of the Danville Business and Professional Women's Club wanted to form an investment club. In July, they watched a video about the Beardstown Ladies Investment Club, an Illinois group founded in 1983 and famous for its stock market acumen. A couple of women from Beardstown also spoke to the fledgling group and inspired the women to continue. A partnership agreement was signed by 23 members. The purpose was to educate members in the techniques of sound investment practices, to follow the growth theory of investment, to invest regularly, and to reinvest all dividends. Of those initial 23 members, five charter members are still active. Bailey and Marcia Moore, co-senior partners, Kurz and Celia Padfield, co-financial partners, and Tula Cronus, recording partner. The newcomers are Chambers, who joined in 2004, and Mary House, junior partner and 18-year member. The members pay an initial $100 fee and $30 a month. Members can choose to invest more. The new group's first stock, Dollar General, was purchased in November 1997. By September 1998, they had added two more stocks, Schening Plough and Shelby Williams. By March 1999, there were five stocks in the group's portfolio and more added later. Today, the members are divided into two groups and work together to study, present stocks, and make recommendations. The entire membership votes on those recommendations. A broker with Edward Jones makes the investments. Each member is assigned one or two stocks to follow in the club's portfolio and will report on any significant changes and recommendations at the monthly meeting. The members draw different stocks to follow each year. Chambers said the club chooses stocks based on research. However, sometimes they're swayed by personal interest. We try to be professional and do in-depth study, she said. It's a gamble, so why not add a personal interest? Chambers doesn't mind calling the company's CEOs for more information. The club's philosophy is to buy and hold. Sometimes they will sell a stock and buy another, then buy when low and sell when high. In 2008, the club lost money during the housing collapse, followed by the Great Recession, but they held tight. It takes a lot to scare us, Chambers said. The stock started to bounce back. In 2016, the total return percentage was 12.09. In addition to researching companies, the club stresses education. Financial experts have addressed the group, members have attended investment fairs, and members take turns educating the others about financial news. About 3 years ago, the group was featured in Better Investing magazine, published by the National Association of Investors Corp. Learning curve. Six of the women are retired, and one is planning to retire this summer. Four are widows. Most of the women didn't have a strong financial background when they joined the group. House, who worked in human resources at the Veterans Affairs Ileana Healthcare System, said she knew nothing about stocks and financial responsibility when she joined 18 years ago, but she learned. It takes time to read and study and soak it in, she said. Cronus, who was an administrative assistant at Danville High School, said the study groups have helped, and Kears taught the others how to read financial papers. Kears, registrar at Presence United Samaritans Medical Center's Cancer Center, said she had to take a class with the Heart of Illinois chapter, and the group also gets advice and guidance from the National Association of Investors Corporation. These women all work hard and study, said Chambers, who was a guidance counselor at Danville High School. However, Bailey said they've been doing it so long they don't need to study as much as they used to. The club has given confidence to women who grew up in an era when women were expected to be teachers, nurses, and secretaries, and not to trouble their heads with money matters. We grew up in a period when women didn't do finances, Bailey said. It's time we learn to do this. The time has come where women don't hide in the background and are more involved. Bailey is chairwoman of the Danville Election Commissioners. We've got the courage to do things on our own with stocks, Kears said. We've learned so much, and we're not afraid to buy stock. The women reinvest their dividends into stocks, so they don't actually see any money unless they quit the club. Each woman has a certain percentage of stock, depending on how much she put in, and then she gets the profit when she leaves the group. Although they may not have the cash on hand, Chambers said, we get pleasure out of seeing it grow. Like others, Moore, who was a registered nurse at the VA, said she enjoys the camaraderie. These are girls you can depend on, she said. She and her husband are investors, and she's learned a lot from the club. It's been very educational once we got through the early painful years. The stock market ride has been interesting, too, she said, adding, you never know what's going to happen from 1 year to the next. Padfield, who was accounting human resources manager at Central States, said she and her husband are savers, and added, this way, I can buy a little stock on my own. Joining the club helped her meet people when she moved here several years ago, and now she doesn't feel like a stranger. The group would like to see younger women join, but warn that members have to put time into studying and researching. The women also donate to local groups from their own pockets, such as the Women's Shelter and the Humane Society. These women are extremely community-minded, Chambers said, and they volunteer for various causes. They're vibrant women. Age definitely is not slowing them down. Our next article is called Get a Handle on Your Finances by Mary Wyckoff out of Danville. A variety of programs this week will help people of all ages get a handle on their financial life. Managing our finances seems to get more complex every year as people try to find money to meet their needs and save for retirement, said Kathy Sweetler, co-chair of Money Smart Week in Vermilion County. The special week began Saturday and continues through Saturday. All programs are free, and speakers are not allowed to promote their own companies. What's nice is that the groups are usually small, Sweetler said, so people have a chance to get their questions answered. Sweetler, consumer economics educator with the University of Illinois Extension, said the programs help people increase their knowledge of finances. Money Smart Week activities have been held in Vermilion County since 2010, and there are more public events offered this year. The activities appeal to various ages, including children's and teens' activities at the local libraries and special events for college students, as well as topics geared toward working-age adults and retirees of all ages. For example, here is a listing of the programs that will be available tomorrow, Tuesday. Money Smart Wee Wigglers at 10 a.m. in the Danville Public Library. Blind Taste Test between Name Brands and Store Brands, and that will be at the Student Union in Danville Area Community College. What is the Home Buying Process at noon at the Danville Public Library? Bring your lunch. Money Smart Snack Club at 3:30 in the Danville Public Library Children's Room. And Preschool Story Time, Money Smart Edition at 6 p.m. in the Oakwood Public Library. For other activities, I think it's a good idea to call the Danville Public Library or the Oakwood Public Library for more information for events that will be going on through Saturday. Our next article is called Event to Recognize Show Choirs and Teachers by Carol Rem from Danville. Four District 118 faculty members will be honored this week during an evening of song and dance. The Danville Public School Foundation will sponsor the 10th annual An Evening of Singing and Dancing and the presentation of the Dr. David L. Fields Outstanding Teacher Awards, which starts at 7 p.m. Friday in Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at Danville High School. Tickets are on sale. The event celebrates excellence in teaching and spotlights the musical talent of the DHS show choirs, as well as the Northridge Middle School and Southview Upper Elementary School show choirs. Performing will be DHS's contemporaries, delegation, and the new all-male group, the Executives, all directed by Mark Mercer, as well as the Northridge Radiant Reds and Redcoats and Southview's Green Machine, all directed by Jennifer and David Woodrow. The District 118 show choirs have been perennial winners in competitions around the Midwest for many years. Vocal quality, originality, and choreography are the hallmarks of all six groups. It's probably the last time during the school year that the show choirs will perform, Bob Richard, executive director of the Danville Public School Foundation, said. The Green Machine will be a great addition to the event. Mayor Scott Eisenhower will be the master of ceremonies that. All proceeds from the event will go to the Danville Public School Foundation to help support the foundation's mission of providing enhanced educational opportunities for the 6,000 students attending District 118 schools. The event will honor four faculty members with an award named after former Superintendent Fields, who served District 118 for 41 years before retiring in 2001. The awards were started by the foundation in honor of Dr. Fields after his retirement to recognize excellence in teaching, Richard said. Principals at each of the schools nominate a teacher. A committee reviews the nominations based on student success, collaboration, continuous learning, and leadership, and selects a winner from the high school, one of the middle schools, and one or two elementary schools. The foundation takes responsibility for the selection of the recipients, Richard said. The winning faculty members each receive a $500 personal honorarium from the foundation, a framed certificate, and an additional $500 stipend from District 118 to be used for classroom instruction and supplies. Each award recipient will receive $500 in cash in addition to what the district provides, Richard said. The Danville Education Association also gives each winning staff member a gold star paperweight with his or her name engraved on it. The faculty members who will receive the 2017 Daniel L. Fields Outstanding Teacher Awards are Rachel Weber, cross-categorical teacher at Meade Park Elementary School; Kristen Hall, pre-kindergarten teacher at Southwest Elementary School; Barbara York, 7th grade English teacher at Northridge Middle School; and Jennifer White, special education teacher at Danville High School. Our next article is DAC Looks at Honors Program by Carol Rem, Danville. Danville Area Community College trustees will discuss a new selective honors program Tuesday night that will help guide DAC students into a top university. The Vermilion County Honors at DAC program is designed for the area's top students who are pursuing a bachelor's degree and are new to DAC or have earned fewer than 30 credit hours. Incoming high school juniors are also eligible. Students accepted into the Vermilion County Honors Program will meet with an honors coach and select his or her top five goal universities from a list of 100 DAC partner institutions. DAC President Stephen Nacko said the list includes top-notch colleges such as Columbia, Cornell, and Pennsylvania State University. The honors coach, which Nacko described as a dedicated advisor, helps them get into one of their five university choices and helps them get financial aid. The honors coach will map out a success plan for each of the five goal universities. Vermilion County honors students then will embark on a two-year track leading to graduation from DAC with an associate degree. Students in the Vermilion County Honors Program will pay the same tuition as other DAC students, but admission into the program would require an additional $250 honors fee each semester. Vermilion County Honors students who have met all the targets of the two-year plan but aren't accepted into one of their goal universities will receive a full refund of the honors fee, thus receiving $1,000 when they graduate from DAC. If we can't get you into one of your five university choices, you get your money back, Nacko said. Also on Tuesday, board members will recognize Sadie Edwards of Oakwood and Leanne Conrad of Ridge Farm as representatives on the Phi Kappa Theta Kappa All-Academic Team, recognize DAC Athletic Director Tim Bunton for his 600th baseball win, hear DAC players Flynn Williams and Brian Jenkins sing show tunes from the spring production of Funny Girl, seat Sadie Edwards as the student trustee on the DAC board. She will serve for 1 year. Swear in David Harvey, John Spezia, and Terry Hill to a 6-year term each on the DAC board. And elect chair, vice chair, and secretary of the DAC board, and appoint the board attorney and board treasurer. Consider a 1-year strategic plan matrix that would be effective July 1st. The 1-page document sets forth goals for student success, such as graduation rates and retention, student learning, such as improving curricula, institutional excellence, including facilities and personnel, and organizational advancement, such as reaching out to underserved populations. Now we'll turn to the obituaries. Darren Yeazel, 47, of Fairmount, passed away at 4:30 p.m. on Monday, April 17, 2017, at his home. Funeral services will be at 4:30 p.m. Sunday at Robinson Chapel in Catland, with Steve Lamb officiating. Private burial will be at GAR Cemetery in Homer. Visitation is from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at Robinson Chapel. Memorials are to the Yeazel family in care of Robinson Chapel. Norma Jo Pyle Albert passed into eternal rest in her home at Sedgebrook in Lincolnshire, Illinois, on April 2, 2017. A memorial gathering will be held at a later date. Funeral arrangements were held by Kelly and Spalding Funeral Home. Juanita Faye Folks, 84, of Danville. Juanita transitioned from this life April 14, 2017. A celebration of life will commence at 12 noon Monday, April 24th at Leek & Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. until the start of the service. Condolences and memorials may be sent to the funeral home. Walter Lister, 84, of Attica, Portland Arch, passed away Thursday evening, April 20, 2017, at his residence. Funeral service will be Sunday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. in Shelby Funeral Home of Covington, Indiana, with James Rushell officiating. Burial to follow in Lower Mound Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday at Shelby Funeral Home. Memorials are requested to Orchard Hills Church of Christ. Darrell L. Redmond, 78, of Danville, passed away with his family by his side on April 17, 2017, at his home in rural Danville. A graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, April 25th, Sunset Memorial Park, Vermilion Street, Danville. Interment will be in Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday, April 24th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the National Kidney Foundation, 30 East 33rd Street, New York, New York, 10016, or the American Lung Association's National Office, 55 West Wacker Drive, in Chicago, Illinois, 60601. That's Suite 1150. Imogene Column, 93, of Georgetown, went to be with the Lord at 4:55 p.m. Thursday, April 20th, 2017, at her home. A celebration of Imogene's life will be held at 12 p.m. Tuesday, April 25th, at Sunset's Houghton Leisure Funeral Home, 2000 East West Street, Georgetown, with Pastor Roger Mertens officiating. Visitation will be held for 1 hour prior to her service at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in McKendree Cemetery. A dinner will be served at the Georgetown Community Center directly after the service. Memorial donations may be given to Imogene's name to Bible Missionary Church. Louis H. Turner, 87, passed into the arms of the Savior at 8:30 a.m. on April 18, 2017, from his home in Covington, Indiana, surrounded by family. A celebration of life service for Lewis will be held on Monday, April 24th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Sunset's Covington Chapel, 423rd Street, Covington, Indiana. Visitation will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. prior to the service. The family asks if flowers are being sent, please send silk due to his wife Norma being allergic. Burial will be at Sunset Memorial Park in Danville at a later date. Kenton Keith Keel, 84, of Covington, went to be with his Lord on Thursday, April 20th, 2017, at his home surrounded by his loving family. Visitation will be at First Baptist Church, 518 6th Street in Covington, on Monday, April 24th, from 12 p.m. until the time of the service at 2 p.m. Burial will follow at Danville National Cemetery with military honors by Danville American Legion Post 210 and the United States Army. Sanders Funeral Care of Kingman entrusted with care, and a special thanks to Guardian Angel Hospice. Lorraine Olson Wilson, 94, of Hoopston, died at 12:25 a.m. Saturday, April 22, 2017, at Heritage Health Hoopston. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Blurton Funeral Home, 309 East Washington, Hoopston. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the funeral home. Burial will be at East Lynn Cemetery, East Lynn. That concludes our obituaries. Now we'll move on to an article from the Danville Police entitled 17-Year-Old Wounded in Shooting Saturday by Tom Mitchell out of Danville. Police are investigating a shooting of a teenager late Saturday night in Danville. According to a police report, officers were called to a report of shots fired in the 100 block of South State Street at 11:39 p.m. Saturday. When police arrived, they found a 17-year-old person with wounds to the lower extremities. The victim and several witnesses reported several shots had been fired from a vehicle headed southbound on State Street. The teenager was taken to an area hospital for treatment for what police described as non-life-threatening wounds. Police said that no arrests had been made as of Sunday afternoon. Persons with information about the shooting may call Danville Police at 217-431-2250 or Vermilion County Crime Stoppers at 217-446-TIPS. Our next article is about Bratlin's Prescription Shop, Longtime Owners Close Pharmacy by Tracy Crane, Danville. After 26 years, Bratlin's Prescription Shop in downtown Danville closed last week, with its inventory and prescription records being sold to CVS Health. Since we made the decision, it's been very emotional for Debbie and I and all the staff here and customers. It's been sad times, said owner Leo Bratfeld, 65, who is retiring. Both North Dakota natives, the Bratlins moved here in 1975 when Leo took a pharmacist job at Bratlins, which was the prescription shop at that time. It was in the same location it is today, at the corner of North and Main Streets in downtown Danville. The Bratlins did an extensive facade renovation in 2003, and the Wall Dogs painted a mural on the north side of the building in 2010. He said they hoped to sell the building. The prescription shop had been in business since 1946, but in 1991 it was going to close, so the Bratlins bought it. Until the last day of business on Wednesday, the shop still delivered prescriptions, maintained family charge accounts, and never had an answering system for the store or the pharmacy. We are still a throwback to the old pharmacy days, said Leo Bratland. We always try to recognize the customer. When they come in, we know where to go for their prescription. We try to be a friendly face, and that's the tough part that's sometimes lost these days. Bratlin's had 13 full and part-time employees, including assistant manager Robin Varville, who has been with the business almost as long as Leo. He said his wife Debbie has been as involved in the store, behind the scenes, as he has, taking care of payroll, insurance reconcilement, inventory orders, and more. Leo Bratlin said it's been a family affair, because their children, and even Varville's children, worked at the shop while growing up. I'm sad that some of the employees are going to have to find new employment, and that's the tough part of making this type of decision, he said. Bratlin said that of the biggest challenges to his independent shop in the past 4 years has been changes in reimbursement by the insurance industry. Even though business is good, the reimbursement margin between what Bratlin's paid for products and what the insurance industry paid them has narrowed too much. It's just become intolerable to sustain, he said. And also, the more and more regulations that are thrown at us, that are so time-consuming, without being reimbursed, have just taken their toll. It's just tougher for the smaller business to survive in the environment the way it is. And now we'll turn to the article, Rediscover Danville, Planting Memories, by Carol Nichols, Director, Illinois SBDC and DAC. The days and nights are warmer, and it's time to begin to think about gardening plans. My nearly 4-year-old granddaughter has been helping me plant our flowers every year since she was able to sit up and hold a small plastic trowel. I'd like to tell you I'm an expert gardener, but really, it's only the hardiest plants that have a chance in my garden. But I do remember growing up helping my mom plant flowering moss and marigolds from seeds along the side of our house and planting boxes on our front porch with red geraniums, white petunias, and green flowering ferns. Then next to the garage, we would plant tomato and green pepper plants. Every morning and every evening, my mom would take the hose around and water all the ones in the ground and fill up her yellow plastic watering can to water the boxes on the porch. Today, I usually stick to pansies and impatiens with an occasional tomato plant if I'm feeling ambitious. Sometimes geraniums and petunias are added to the mix in pots in front of the house, if I buy too many for Memorial Day. Many people take great joy in creating beautiful gardens, and I take great joy in enjoying their efforts, but I probably wouldn't do what I do now if it weren't for Caroline, my granddaughter. There are many wonderful places to buy flower and vegetable plants in Vermilion County. Treasured Roots in Hoopston, Barry's Garden Center in Danville, and Danville Garden are just a few. Rediscover gardening in Danville this summer and plant some memories while you're at it. This has been Dee with the Vermilion County News for April 24, 2017. I've enjoyed reading with you this morning and look forward to reading again next time. Have a great day.